Hey, it's Chaz and AJ in the morning.
Hey, what's going on?
Thanks for listening to the podcast. Here are some of the best parts from today's show.
Listen to it, please. Thank you.
And please subscribe, share, like, comment, all that stuff.
All of it, please.
Thank you. Okay, the most Googled items for 2020. What do you think?
Most Googled items.
Yeah. Here are the top Google searches in the United States by category in 2020. For just basic searches.
Yeah.
Election results, number one.
Really?
Coronavirus, number two.
I would have flipped those.
Kobe Bryant, number three.
Seriously? Wow.
Seriously?
Yeah, that was January.
But here's, this goes into what AJ just said. Number four, coronavirus update.
Yeah.
Number five, coronavirus symptoms.
But Kobe was above that.
No, wouldn't all of this be coronavirus? So number two is coronavirus.
Yeah.
Number four, coronavirus update. Same thing.
Yeah, should have been like subsets of that one.
Number five, coronavirus symptoms. Same thing.
Right. Just say coronavirus, period. Done.
Right. We made coronavirus subsets.
We did, yes.
All right, so the reality
is, you put
is,
those all together, it's number one by a wide margin.
Is parody songs in there, too? Coronavirus parody songs?
Yeah. AJ, number six.
Thank you.
Yeah. AJ's feet, number seven.
Awesome, as they should be.
That's
lucky
just
seven.
From AJ's.
Lucky
surgery.
Seven, yes. Right. I don't stretch my own feet. Oh, look down, dumbass.
It's a joke, birthday boy.
Oh, my God. I would pay $1,000 for an FBI agent to get into his computer.
And find boring stuff.
No, it's nothing boring.
You know, you guys think you're so smart.
Yeah. Every time I brought this up, you said, you'll need a search warrant.
You'll need a court order.
Exactly. Court order. Right. Because it's nobody's business what I look at.
That's right. All right. So for people, number one, Joe Biden.
Ugh.
Number two, Kim Jong-un.
Why?
Kim Jong-un.
Number three, Kamala Harris. Number four, Jacob Blake.
Ooh.
Number five, Ryan Newman. I smell
Newman.
A rat here.
Ryan Newman.
I feel like they left Trump off just to poke him in the eye.
I think so, too, yeah.
Because he loves being on lists.
Right, yeah.
Of mosts, whatever.
Right. So he buys Google and throws them all out.
So you think more people Googled Ryan Newman than Donald Trump or President Trump in 2020?
Seriously. I mean, Ryan Newman had that really bad car crash, Daytona 500.
Yeah.
But, I mean, I can see Trump having more searches than him.
Yeah. All right, let's go to actors. Tom Hanks.
For what?
Number one.
Everybody loves Tom Hanks.
He was the first guy to have coronavirus.
Was he looking?
He was the first celebrity.
Yeah, but he was probably...
You're right, that's what did it.
That's definitely what did it.
Yeah, but Tom Hanks was looking also. Is he going to get an award for this?
But when was that Mr. Rogers movie? That was a couple years ago?
That wasn't this year.
No, year before.
He didn't have a movie. Yeah, so that's it. That's it. Phil got it. So, Chris D'Elia, number two, and not for the reasons you want to be on that list.
He's been missing in action since then. He
has not had a post.
Not
has
one
not had
thing.
A post. I'd be interested in how he could ever come back. Because the second you poke your head out,
it comes right back.
Like we all come back with the hammers.
Like whack-a-mole.
Number three, Jada Pinkett Smith.
Oh, because of the whole Will Smith scandal, she had like an open relationship.
Right. She cheated on him, or whatever you want to call it, with that rapper that she was introducing. And that turned that whole time, I thought, is this one of those, we're going to get this album out there, so this is what we're going to do?
Probably.
I don't trust those people.
Probably. It's a setup.
What does she do besides being married to Will Smith? Does she do anything?
She was in a movie, which had a TV show, I forget what it was called, HBO, on HBO, and she also was a Nutty Professor, stuff like that. She's an actress.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah, I mean, she's not on
voice
fire.
Of a hippopotamus.
Do you call it an actress, or do you say she was in a couple things?
But she did have a series, I think, on HBO.
I know she has some kind of a podcast, like Around the Red Table or something.
Yeah.
The talk show. It's like her and her mom and her daughter, I think, right? It's the three of them. They all talk about topics that you wouldn't maybe talk about people from different generations about.
But I think Ashley got it. The reason why she's on this list is because of that whole deal there.
Right.
What's their son's name?
Willow's the girl.
Jaden.
Right.
I've never seen a picture of him where I thought, he looks like a fun guy.
Yeah.
He just looks angry.
He's since he was like three.
He's right. Just got a mug. He's always mean mugging.
You sure it's not jaded?
He skipped. That's what
it is. It's jaded. There's a typo.
He skipped cute kid, happy kid.
Right.
Crazy teen. He went right to angry adult.
Angry douche.
Like when he was two. I don't know about douche.
Well, if he's always constantly brooding, you're a douche.
I don't know. I don't know who number four is.
Who that?
Timothée Chalamet.
Chalamet.
Who is this person?
Where shall I be? Where shall I be?
He's like the next big young actor.
To do what?
He's like getting all of the young roles.
Has he been in anything we would know of?
Like Portuguese roles? Things like that?
I don't know.
How do you spell
hard
Chalamet?
C H A L A M E T.
They spell Chevrolet wrong.
He's in the 2009 Little Women. He was in that movie Call Me By Your Name. That was the way that got like a bunch of Oscar buzz.
He's got to have a lot of 13-year-old girls Googling him for
yeah.
him to come up because normal people aren't saying, oh, this guy's an actor.
No, I think people think he is an actor.
And a 43-year-old postman.
I think they're looking at him as like, oh, this is going to be
up and coming.
Yeah, he's like the next big dude, like leading guy.
Or drug scandal.
McConaughey or whatever.
Yeah.
Ricky Gervais, number five on the list of Googled actors. Definitions in 2020. Number one, WAP.
Oh, jeez.
I would love to know the age group of that search.
Right.
It's
35 and up.
Over 40? Yeah. Over 35?
35 and up, probably,
what
yeah.
What does WAP stand for?
We are pissed.
No, not that.
Waffles and pancakes.
We are perverts.
I wish.
What else could it stand for, AJ?
Let's see. We are pissed. You know, a little heads up would have been nice.
The number two on definitions, entanglement.
Oh.
Number three, antebellum. Remember the group Lady Antebellum changed her?
Yeah. Because of antebellum's a bad thing.
Number four, pandemic.
Oh. See, what the pandemic was number one.
Number five, asymptomatic.
Symptomatic.
Have you tried to spell asymptomatic?
It's symptomatic with an A.
Right.
At the beginning or the end, Ashley?
At the end. The beginning or the end. He became Professor Clouseau.
At the end.
At the end.
At the end.
It was the end. Hey, what is asymptomatic at the end?
All right, movies. Let's see how many of these we've seen.
All right.
Here are the most Google searched movies of 2020.
All right.
Parasite, number one.
Nope.
I've seen it. Great. Nope.
Been there.
Really, really great.
Been there.
Number two, 1917.
Nope.
No, I did not
I've seen
yet.
It.
No.
Black Panther.
Nope.
Yeah. Yes.
I saw it and turned it off.
Loved it.
It's the Lion King plot.
Oh.
I've watched it a half dozen times.
With a lot of CGI.
Oh.
Well, I'd say all the Marvel movies.
Yeah, really.
Yeah, but this was just so obvious.
That's the Marvel of it.
And then the acting. I heard people like, oh, great acting. What? Really?
You mean a giraffe doesn't talk?
This was great acting?
I loved it.
There's no talking giraffe? For real? Really?
I
had no idea.
Number four, Harley Quinn, Birds of Prey.
Nope.
No, I didn't watch that.
Number five, Little Women.
Nope.
Nope.
Now, if there were actually little people women.
Hi, how you doing? I'm a woman, yeah.
I might watch that
doing one. Things like tumbling and like circus stuff.
and that show Wipeout.
Right, yeah, exactly right. Yeah.
Or like, but everything is the same scale. You don't change it.
Or Dancing with Pies.
Wait.
Is this something bizarre?
Dancing with...
With pies in their hands. Because you know they're gonna trip and fall in the pie. You know, one's going to get mad and blast a pie in everyone's face.
Okay, I see.
Awesome.
I see. Three Stooges type slapstick.
Exact. Slapstick, you know, little people humor.
All right, let's go to the Water Doctor Hotline. Guess who's on the Water Doctor Hotline?
Who?
The Water Doctor.
Oh, my God. They do exist.
Hello.
It's Santa.
It's Water Doctor.
Hello. I'm on my line over here.
Hello, your line.
That's funny. Hello.
Hello. The Water Doctor on the Water Doctor line.
Look at you. Yeah. Look at you.
It just, it works, it you does. Know? It just works.
Can you sound more watery? Like...
What was that again?
That was, hey, how you doing? That was, hey, how you doing today?
You should take
Happy birthday. Happy birthday, AJ.
Thank you. Appreciate that. Thank you.
You know, I never knew Matt's last name.
No?
Can we say it on the air?
Yeah, go for it.
McCoy.
Oh, the real McCoy.
Ooh. Isn't
McCoy.
That a cool, like, real McCoy. Action name? Matt McCoy.
It's like he walks into town. Matt McCoy, the Water Doctor.
It sounds like the name of a television show. Matt McCoy.
Right. Matt McCoy, the Water Doctor.
It was the Hatfields of McCoy.
Exactly right.
Show.
Yeah, if
are
there's
any
a problem
relation?
With your water, he'll shoot it.
What? I hate anybody that the last name is Hatfield. Just kidding.
Oh.
Just checking.
Well, thank you very much for your kind, generous, you know, participation in the toy drive.
You're always
really
there
appreciate
for us.
It.
Always
absolutely,
there for us.
Absolutely, guys. Yeah, no, I just, it's an amazing thing you guys do.
Well, again, the guy from Team said it great yesterday. We shine a light on it. Then everybody arrives and does work.
It runs to the light, yes.
Yeah. We flip a light on, like, right. Hey, look at him. Look at everyone go.
Go do that work over there.
Right. It's an kind army of people here at the radio station, and then zillions that show up. And
like the cow with the laser light.
Like you guys, like you and Rick.
Yeah.
Who's smarter?
That's important.
Who's smarter at the Water Doctor, you or Rick?
No comment.
He's smart enough not to say
Matt
that.
Matt McCoy, the smart one.
McCoy.
Both were equally smart in different areas.
He's a McCoy, not
exactly.
An idiot.
Exactly. He knows his stuff. I know my stuff.
Now, can I play you the brains of the operation? Here, hold on.
Hold on. Okay, the brains.
Oh, I know who it's going
to
be.
Can't get the brains to work for a second here.
Well, you know, if someone at Apple would just do their job.
That'd be awesome, wouldn't it?
Unlock it with your face. You got it.
Wow, he does know his name.
Right, throw it. Right.
He's also a phone doctor.
I got a cell phone.
He's phone doctor. Right.
Yeah, that's Sullivan McCoy right there.
That's Sullivan,
so
cool name.
He's probably listening right now.
Wow. How old?
27.
He's 3. Yeah.
27.
3.
Get a job already.
Sullivan.
3.
Sully for short.
Sully,
that sounds
exactly.
Like the voice you would put in a pull string doll.
Right.
Yeah. Pull the string and then...
Actually, that's all it is, actually. Right. I trick you guys.
When I choked on a lifesaver one time, I sounded like that. I was 12.
Well, thank you, brother.
Yeah,
we're linked up to what, you know, people know, Water Doctor.
Yeah,
if you have
absolutely.
A well, there's no one else to go to.
Makes sense. You guys do an awesome job with this. You know, just growing up in Shelton, I actually went to Boys and Girls Club, so I know what it's about, so.
Yeah, it's a great place.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do great work.
So, all right. Thank you, my brother. Appreciate
it. No problem. You guys have the rest.
This is usually the Water Doctor stage.
Right.
It's the Water Doctor hotline this year.
Right.
Yeah.
Here, but this, I'll just say this and then we'll move on.
Okay.
You could have easily said, tough year.
Mm-hmm.
You're not doing the live event.
Not going to do it.
We'll see you next year. But
right.
You didn't.
Nope.
And
you insisted.
So, thank you for that, man.
Give me some money, too.
Yeah.
Means
I
would
a lot.
Never. Yeah. This means so much more to so many people. It's just, it's so worth it. So.
Thank you, brother.
No problem, guys.
All
take
right.
care.
You too.
Matt McCoy and Sullivan, the brains of the Water Doctor operation. Okay, so what is the Christmas star?
Setting in the sky.
No. Yeah. Why you may want to look up Sunday night.
Oh. Cops? Helicopters?
Nick, the science guy.
No? Okay.
I like how you say helicopters when you realize cops wouldn't be in the sky.
Yeah. They have police helicopters. Even ask Nick. Nick knows.
Thanks for having me back.
They chase him all the time.
Nick!
Hey, how's it going?
Hey.
Nick is...
Glad to hear the toy drive's going well.
Yeah, well...
Thank you.
We're having fun doing it. I hope it's entertaining. We are getting money from very generous people and toys. It's. I don't think we're anywhere near the number, and we have more kids to help, so... Thank you, though.
There's still time.
Yes, there is still time.
There's no exact sign to this, you know.
Nick, the science guy from the Connecticut Science Center, STEM educator and space expert on the phone. What is the Christmas star?
Well, the Christmas star is a sort of a legend from the Bible that, like, it was an object in the sky that the three wise men used as a guide to lead them to Bethlehem. So it's possible that this thing that they saw is an actual astronomical object, but there's different ideas about what it could have been. It might have been a comet. It might have been a supernova. But a popular theory is that it was a conjunction, which means when two or more planets or stars appear together.
Oh.
They just line up.
Like a duet.
Conjunction
yeah,
function.
Yeah, yeah. So, because, you know, the planets are orbiting the sun, and they orbit at different times, but sometimes they'll line up. And from our perspective, it looks like it's a single object.
Wow.
So,
isn't that wild,
is
though,
happening.
That it happened
yeah.
then?
Exactly.
I mean, you know.
Yep.
Isn't that wild?
And they walked away and said, Jesus.
yeah.
They're like, Jesus Christ, look at that light.
Right. And look, there's a kid over here.
Yeah.
Holy Mary, Mother of God.
Right. Jesus, Joseph and Mary.
Oh, my God.
Bingo.
The Son of God.
The Son of God. Exactly.
So, but what do you guys at the Science Center think about God clapping his hands and creating the universe?
Well, you know, we're all about the science. I mean, people have the religious beliefs, but we just are focused on, you know, what things we can prove. Doesn't mean that we know everything.
Right.
Science is about just exploring the unknown, and we recognize that science isn't going to have all the answers all the time, but it's just sort of a quest to continuously improve our understanding.
Way to keep the lightning bolt off you.
That was such a diplomatic, exactly. intelligent answer.
Were you looking up at that moment?
I
needed the stuff.
Don't we all believe there's some thing out there? It's either, you can call it energy.
Oh, yes.
People contribute good things to the universe, brought it to me.
Right.
Or it's God or science, whatever.
Yeah.
But there's something very special out there. Now, I think about this Jesus guy, right?
Right, yeah, right. Cool name, first of all, yeah.
Right. But something occurred there, right? Because every person at that time wrote about it.
Exactly right.
Right?
Was
they're
the
like, hey,
guy.
we gotta write down everything this guy
he
does.
Was the first
people are going to want to read about this.
The first influencer, yes.
He was the very first influencer.
Yeah,
there was no YouTube.
The social media was,
right.
Wow, I got to carve it into this rock.
Exactly right. That was tough to do back then, you know? Not everybody did.
Yeah, there were a lot of writers, and it took centuries to write. Like,
it
some
did.
People wrote about it.
Well,
then,
stupid
like,
pens.
A 100 years later,
wasn't
someone
easy.
Else picks up.
Maybe it was ram's blood, you know.
Yeah.
Wasn't easy.
I mean, it could have been one time traveler who came, did a couple of cool things, and then was like, I'm gone.
There's definitely someone up there in the habit of sense. There's someone up there in the habit of sense of humor, that's for sure.
Right, they're still laughing
look at my
today.
Life. Yeah.
What would you do if you were a time traveler?
I think I would.
Yeah.
Kind of fun.
Yeah. I think I would beam into a, you know, not so sophisticated planet and act like a god and then disappear.
I will show things like I'll bring a lighter and say, I bring you fire. You
know? No, but it's weird that if we think about something enough, we'll bring it into our life.
Yes.
Right?
Right.
So there is some kind of a universe. We're all energy, right? Do you guys talk about that at the Science Center, how everything is just energy, and it's the same energy. It's just in different places, right?
What I think is really cool is that all of the elements, all the atoms that we're made of, come from when stars explode, and this dust just travels the universe and coalesces and becomes us, becomes all things. So really, we're just like recycled stardust, which is
we are stardust, we are golden, we are and we've got to get ourselves back to the gold.
Don't quit your day job.
I thought those guys were just stoned.
Now, you know why Nick gets along with us so well?
Because he deals class.
With kids. He deals with kids all the time.
Just a lot older, yes.
Right. Right.
These
this
are the kids who never graduated.
Your children at heart, yeah.
Yeah.
Right. I love it.
Yeah.
Yep, I just poopied.
So the Northern Lights.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Nothing. Yes. Nothing. Nothing
right.
at all.
The Northern Lights. That used to be a good thing on Long
right.
Island.
We're going to see them better this time around than we have in 800 years, right?
Oh, well, that's not the same thing. Well, what's happening this Sunday is not
meteor
the Northern
shower.
Lights. That's a separate phenomenon.
Right.
This, what we're going to be treated to this Sunday is another one of these conjunctions. So an event that may have been one of the things that the wise men might have seen in the sky, this lining up of the planets. This one is the lining up of Jupiter and Saturn.
Oh, wow.
They are they're going to be as close together in the sky as they've been observable in 800 years.
That's a long
time. And that's the thing I got you, babe.
Yeah, next time it happens will be in 2080, so doubt many of us will be around then. So this
I will.
Very optimistic. Yeah. I like it.
Yeah, but it'll be like Futurama. You'll just be a head in a jar.
Well, no, I was going to buy a DeLorean and turn to a time machine.
Weird, though, that all of this is happening in 2020?
Right.
Everything is happening this year.
Yeah.
Well, this is
weird.
At least a benign event.
This is kind of a nice thing.
Nice
a cool
thing.
Yeah, very cool thing. So.
Yeah.
All right, Nick.
Yeah, if you want to see it, it's going to be in the western sky. You kind of look towards the moon, and it's going to be just above the horizon.
Thanks for saying the moon, because,
I have no idea.
I could go outside my house and say, I don't know.
Which way is west?
Yeah, it's tough. It's not easy to. That's a good sort of signpost. So look in that direction, and they'll appear within one-fifth of the diameter of a full moon. So pretty close together.
Oh, wow.
Huh.
It looks like a really bright star.
Yeah. How will you be watching this?
How will I be watching it? I'll try to find someplace high up. There's a lot of tree cover where I am.
Oh, I can't believe you haven't thought this one out like it's an 800-year event. I thought the science guy would be like, oh, my God, we're going to be up on the roof.
I was going to say,
we're having party with blankets.
Yeah, the roof of the science center.
We're going to have crackers.
Yeah, I'll be wearing a white coat and no pants.
Right. Telescope?
Yes.
No?
I don't quite nerd to that degree, but I will try to catch it, yeah.
You're writing these down, aren't you? You're writing these down.
Anything going on at the Science Center for the holidays?
Oh, do you want to plug a special promotional event we're doing? We're calling it the Season of Science. It's basically just a discount on our memberships. So if you renew your membership for the year, it's 50% off, which is the steepest discount we've ever given out. So, yeah, we're trying to, push that a lot. And if you're joining for the first time, it's 30% off. So
nice.
Check out
you know what? It's like an amusement park, but
that
your
place
kids
is super cool.
Will learn something.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. I take my daughter there every week. She loves it. I mean, it's there's so much for them to do.
Oh, does she have a choice, really?
No. Day's got to work.
She tells me. She's like, I want to go to the science center.
Ah, that's cool.
So I listen. Yeah, she orders me around.
Yeah, it's neat. You know how you trick your kids into eating vegetables? This is like you trick your kids into being smart. It's like, let's go to the science center. Whoa,
right.
Fun.
Yeah. Right. Science
Yay.
Is fun.
Yeah.
Well, that's the beauty of it. I don't have to twist her arm or anything.
Yeah.
You can nowadays.
She's in there and it just lights up. She loves it.
I love it. It's a great place. Nick, thanks for coming on. If we don't talk to you, have a nice holiday season, brother. Have you ever heard of her, Nigella Lawson?
Nigel Lawson?
Nigella.
Nigella?
Yeah.
Nutella?
Nigella Lawson.
Nutella?
She's a British chef.
I saw her picture. I didn't know what her name was, though.
Nigella.
So is that no?
I've seen her before. I didn't know what her name was, yes.
Oh, my
Try
God.
To say That'd British
yes.
chef
That'd be yes.
five times fast.
Yes.
So you've Possible. Heard of Nigella Lawson before?
I've seen her, yes. Yeah, you see some of you don't know
All
the
right,
name
is. Is anyone listening, thinking this is why he gets it?
Anybody else listening, getting the thing?
I have to say is no. Happy birthday, AJ.
There it goes.
Happy birthday, AJ.
And the bell is broken.
Here goes comedy, right out the window.
Barbecues make people angry.
History happens.
British
doors
chefs make people angry.
Doors open and they close, okay?
So do windows and folks go out of them.
Look what I have to deal with in this effing town.
Thank you. You know, Joe the Barber just said just a couple of seconds ago. Oh. That was so amazing. It was like timed almost. Mm. So this Nigella, who I have no idea ever existed.
Right. Me too.
Even though I've seen her.
Wow, you think the show's going to go one way and then.
Exactly. So back to Nigella, who we don't know here.
No, no.
No. No, no.
Okay. So.
I'm going home.
AJ, come on. You're the best.
He's actually getting out of his seat right now.
He's leaving.
AJ, come back.
Picking up the bell.
Oh, all right.
I was waiting to see if the door was going to open.
I flung it.
So, anyone hear of Nigella Lawson?
No. Is there such a person in the universe?
I never heard of her before. She has a cooking show, apparently. Here's a clip from her BBC series.
But I still need a bit of milk, full fat, which I've warmed in the microwave.
The meat?
Oh, my God. That's what she means.
The microwave.
The microwave.
You know why she's saying that? It's kind of like a catchphrase. So she's saying that so anytime you see microwave, you got to think of her.
I'm going to say it that way from now on.
The microwave.
Microwave.
It sounds like there a song called Rico Suave?
It sounds like she's a singer, yeah.
Microwave. Is she being like snooty? Like, I don't even know what a microwave is, okay?
Right. So kind of dumbing it down for the rest of us.
Microwave. Right. I don't know. Right. Chocolate mouse.
Right.
Can I have a bottle of champagne?
Frigid air.
So I've warmed in the microwave.
The microwave.
Right. It sounds more exotic, though, doesn't it?
It does. It makes it sound like a very fancy kitchen gadget.
Yeah.
I'm gonna make a burrito. She said something about meat. I'm like, you're gonna warm it in a meat the wabe?
I'm gonna make my burrito.
Sounds tropical.
My burrito in the microwave.
Can I hear that again?
But I still need a bit of milk, full fat, which I've warmed in the microwave.
Then it sounds like she relieves herself.
She does.
She's pouring it in the pan. Oh.
Microwave.
Microwave makes me go.
Oh, what is this cooking show?
Right. It's called We Have No Idea.
Who this person is.
Right. But we know now, don't we? By saying that,
we do
they
know.
Just put her on the map. So who's the idiot here?
Microwave.
Happy birthday, AJ.
Yes.
Thank you. For a comet to hit the building next.
It would hit your spot. You do know
it
that.
Really would, yes.
Yeah. It would just be smoking.
That'd be God saying, you know what? Screw this. Come home.
Get off those monkey bars and come home.
Exactly. Right. Mm. Go get your shine box.
All right. Next headline. Was the fart joke really necessary?
Nowadays, yes. Mm.
I think in AJ's world.
Yes.
A fart joke is always necessary.
You gotta have one. That's how I introduce myself.
Did you watch the Grinch special last night?
No.
There was a Grinch special last night?
Exactly.
Didn't even know.
Had no idea.
Matthew
well promoted.
Morrison.
Well promoted.
I don't like the way he looks as the Grinch. I don't like it.
Matthew Morrison, Grinch. Hmm.
In my head, it's just Jim Carrey. Jim Carrey's the Grinch and that's it.
See, with me, it's the cartoon version.
Yeah, to me, it's the Dr. Seuss.
Exactly, yes.
Well, I mean, if you're going to do a person like that, it's Jim Carrey.
Didn't they do a Benedict Cumberbatch one?
Ugh.
I don't know.
Matthew Morrison,
right.
Grinch.
Matthew Morrison.
Oh, yeah, you're right. He doesn't look great as the Grinch.
No.
No, he doesn't.
It's kind of a tough look. Not many folks can pull it off.
Yeah. How would you describe that look?
Screwed up?
You know, this looks like...
Mess?
This looks like if Bigfoot lived next to a nuclear power plant.
Okay.
That's a very good, turned green.
That's a very good representation.
And lost a lot of his facial hair just because, you know, the radiations.
Yeah,
he's losing his hair.
And ate a lot of pistachios.
Yeah, he looks like when you leave out a kiwi on the countertop for way too long.
You know, that happened once. I didn't want to mention it, but yeah.
He's scratching his head with one finger. It looks like AJ confused in that one.
That's my normal look. Yeah. Me in traffic.
All right, well, apparently Entertainment Weekly didn't really appreciate the Grinch's sexual energy or this fart joke.
Milky cookies! I'm a rotter. I'm a Grinch. Ooh, issues? Well, I've got lots!
Ashley.
Sorry.
How dare you? You'll wake up the neighbors.
That sounds beyond stupid.
First, it sounds like he's having some activity.
Yes. Like he's really happy to be there?
Some animal-type activity.
Right. You see, we said
that
what?
That sounds like a bad scene from a prison movie.
Yes, it does.
And then... Ah, what came out there?
I know, that last part.
Like,
yeah.
It's a boy.
It was green.
Hmm. The goddess of all television, Teresa Dufour. Good morning.
Are you referring to me? Oh, my. Yes. What a warm welcome. Hi, guys.
Teresa.
Hello, Teresa.
She's here. Ashley, how are you guys?
Good.
Hello.
Hello.
Congratulations. Everyone's getting married or engaged or you're a newlywed. This is great.
That's right.
And AJ's birthday's today.
Right.
Oh, my goodness. We get to... Oh, this is my lucky day.
Well, you know, I had one last year, so...
This is so fun, you guys. I'm so glad you're still doing the toy drive. So many people rely on this. It's one of the best fundraisers of the year.
Oh, thank you.
Thanks for still doing it.
Thank you.
Absolutely. It's a longstanding tradition. You've come on several times to take on AJ or whoever.
Yes.
With Chubby Bunny.
Chubby Bunny.
She's a champion, AJ.
Yes, she is.
And you know how we play Chubby Bunny, right? You put a marshmallow in, you say Chubby Bunny, and then the first person who can't clearly say it.
Right.
All right.
And you can't swallow your marshmallows. You have to keep
you
got to
keep them in there.
Yeah.
Yeah, the thing is, I'm watching you guys. You can't see me, but I can see you. I can see exactly what's going on, Chaz and AJ TV.
You know,
TLR.com.
If someone's going to cheat, I'm saying on that side because we can't see her.
Do you have a medical backup over there? Because if you go quiet, I don't want to say, did we lose cell connection?
We'll just say, well, obviously she lost.
You can just call my husband. I'm in the garage right now. He'll come get me.
Okay. All right,
she's eating marshmallows in the garage. I love it.
Right.
It's 7:30 in the morning. Right. Something is wrong.
It's like an odd binge eating.
Okay, we're going to go through the first few quickly.
Yes,
right. So here's some background music.
Got my bag here.
Wait, I got to open my bag, too.
What kind do you have? I had Jet Puffed.
Oh, we're on the same page.
Nice.
I told her to get the ones that you put in hot cocoa.
What?
No, just kidding.
Those little mini ones, you know? That's what you have, right?
Mine are the size of seat cushions.
All right, here we go. Chubby Bunny.
Ladies first, right?
All right. Teresa?
I'm putting the first marshmallow in. Here we go. Chubby Bunny.
Okay, AJ, my turn. Chubby Bunny.
Second one, Teresa.
Chubby Bunny.
AJ?
I could talk really well with my mouth full.
Chubby Bunny. All those years of that.
Greatest soundbite ever.
All the years of eating on TV.
Did you say it?
Just go take it out of context.
I said Chubby Bunny, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Number four, Teresa.
Three?
Yeah.
Three.
Mm. Yes, three.
Chubby Bunny.
That was good. AJ?
Oh. Chubby Bunny.
AJ's got a lot of skin on his face.
This is getting really hard.
AJ looks like he got punched in the face.
My foot, Tyson.
Number four. All right. Marshmallow number four.
Chubby Bunny.
AJ?
Chubby Bunny.
Getting close.
Number five, Teresa.
Chubby Bunny.
That counts. All right. Stop talking, Teresa.
Chubby Bunny.
Say it again.
Chubby Bunny.
Okay. that doesn't count.
What's Gaga Google? Okay.
AJ, if you do this one, you win. I think that's a win.
He's got a way bigger mouth than I do.
Yes, he does.
I'm little.
Thank you.
And I'm covered in marshmallow right now. I'm licking marshmallow off my hands. Thanks, guys.
Oh, that's going to make a fun sound montage. So you should do this on television.
You should.
Did I just represent all of Connecticut TV and we got beat by you guys?
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yes, you did.
AJ, get some water. Just stop. Take it out of your mouth. guys. Let the tradition continue.
Mm. Oh, good. Did you win last time?
I did.
Was
I did.
That you?
I had an audience. That... Perhaps I perform better with an audience.
Yeah. Live crowd definitely helps.
Yes,
yeah.
It does. It egg you on.
Did you make a video of that?
No, I am in my pajamas. I'm not going to lie.
My fingers are all sticky now.
And mm-hmm. How are you and the family spending the holidays?
Well, we'll be home. We haven't gone anywhere in the past 11 months. We'll continue that tradition as well. And, you know, my mom lives right down the road. My kids are homeschooled this year, so we're playing it safe.
That's nice having mom.
Making the best of the situation. Yes. You'll see once you have babies, you're going to want your parents close.
I think that you should have a Chubby Bunny competition with your mom.
Oh.
Yes.
Record that.
Right.
My mom's got a big mouth. She might beat me. I mean that, and I know she's listening. I mean that in a really good way, Mom.
Like, no, you don't.
The best way possible.
Thanks.
All right. Tell everyone we said happy holidays.
Yeah.
I sure will. This is so fun, guys. Thanks again for doing this, and thanks again for including me.
Thank you.
You're always welcome here. Teresa Dufour, News 8. Yeah, I feel like we gave her a little bit of a, you know, we let her go an extra round.
Yeah.
I feel like marshmallow number 5 was, I don't
know. It's not easy to do, by the way.
It was borderline.
Jamming all those marshmallows in there. It sounds like, oh, this is easy. Like, it's like, okay, I can't talk normally. You know what? I'm going to still smack him. When does the be no, nice but, to me for my birthday part kick
no,
in?
No, but what's funny is you flubbled when you were saying talk normally.
Yeah, I know.
That's what got me.
Okay.
And here is AJ with no marshmallows.
Dallas, South, Judge name. Thank you. Where can we spit some of those?
What?
I was supposed to write everything shit. I don't understand. No, I can't. It's too hot in here. Well, apparently above 6 or 7.
Is it Friday yet?
And Jesse.
Check in with the wife here. Hello, Jennifer.
Good morning, peeps.
Good morning.
We're marshmallows.
Yes. AJ, in honor of your special day, I would like to sing you a little ditty.
Oh, boy.
Ooh. We have enough time here, Chad?
Is this for him or for you?
Right.
I'm turning my volume
right.
up.
It's a present, I think, that's more for you.
Is this headphones on or off, Chaz?
On, AJ.
Okay, like I said, yes. Please. The dulcet tones. Good.
Oh. Feliz cumpleaños, AJ. Feliz cumpleaños, AJ. Feliz cumpleaños, AJ.
She stepped on a Pomeranian.
AJ.
Bueno.
Well, done.
I had the burrito sound effect in there.
Yeah, that song was coming out of an area you don't even want to know.
That's the Rudy tooting the rummy tum tum.
Actually, Jennifer recorded a song for us last night, but she didn't want me to play it here.
Oh.
Oh.
That hurt.
Okay.
Wow. You must be exhausted.
I think you're using the wrong talent there, Jennifer.
You should go on TV with that.
That was one take.
Right. There's a show called America's Got Toilet.
Something like
Bragger. That was beautiful. Thank you so much.
AJ, every day when I drive into work, every day consistently, you are always funny. You're super witty. So fast, and you're such a talent, and I'm just glad to call you my friend, and I wish you a beautiful day.
Thank you so much. Thank you. Appreciate that. Love you.
All right. Mm. Love you too, bud. Mm. All right, guys.
Get off the phone.
Love you guys.
Love you.
Say the phone or throne.
Let's go to Jimmy Altman.
Jimmy!
I think he's won a million zillion Emmys.
Yeah, everyone's got an Emmy for Christmas this year, yes.
Fox 61 reporter.
I just got mine.
Of the program. Good morning, sir.
Everybody takes an Emmy this year. As long as I can get a Marconi, we're good.
Oh,
yes.
I'm thrilled that I'm on the, it's like Super Bowl week for you guys. I don't think I've ever been part of the Toy Drive week before. So after all these years, what an honor for me. I appreciate you guys having me on.
And you know why we never did this to you? Because it's such a drive. You come down, we put the mic in your hand for 10 seconds, and it's over.
Yeah.
So I thought, I'm never going to make him drive and wait 10 seconds. Goodbye.
Right.
Yeah.
But this year, we're all doing it. Right, largely socially distanced, right? It's all done by phone this year, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yep. Even us, we're all in different studios. Ashley's home and...
Yep.
Like AJ's, the Siamese fighting fish.
All three of us are in different studios.
Yes, all different bowls. Separated.
Wait a minute. Chaz and AJ are not in the same... You're not in the same studio right now?
Nope. AJ's studio is...
Wow. I'm in the monkey cage.
AJ's studio is called the monkey cage.
The monkey cage, because there's feces in the wall.
Well, that makes sense. Okay. Wow, I had no idea. Okay.
Surprise.
Well, anyway, guys, it's always good to be on with you guys, and I know it's an important week for you guys.
How many Emmys do you have?
38.
At last count?
Would you let us have one of them to bid in the auction?
Sure.
Wow.
Absolutely.
Nice. Look at you.
Didn't even think of it for a second.
I was only kidding.
Right.
He earned that.
I'm not going to do that.
He's going to give you the one you just crack walnuts.
Find your most, the one that's bent the most.
And the one that keeps the cup rolling down the hill. Use that one.
The one
that's used as a doorstop. Yeah, you can have that one.
Right. The one that's behind the door in case a burglar comes in. I'll use that one.
Not even in a place in my house where you can actually see them. They're behind, closed doors.
Yeah,
they are here. And look, I'd rather win than lose, right?
Hold on. They're behind closed doors. So there's an Emmy room.
There is.
You open
a
door.
Yeah, there's
a,
well, I, yeah,
it's just
there's
Emmys.
A, there's, it's an office.
It's just one closet you open up.
Right. No, it's that they're in our office. And then some of them are in our station because I gave them to our station. Then I gave my mom one and my brother one. Right. And, because I don't need all of them.
That's why he doesn't have 40.
The landscaper got one. Yep.
Right.
Here, have one.
Yeah, the landscaper got one. And
yep. The pizza guy got one.
I don't pay as much to have my driveway shoveled now.
Yeah, really. The pizza guy shows up. He gave me a friggin' Emmy.
The pizza guy is like, what is this?
Right. What, do we hawk this? I don't know.
I don't know what this is. Some lady holding the ball.
I'll use it to keep these other pieces from sliding.
I wanted to wish AJ a very happy AJ Man birthday today.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
You have this story that's kind of like a Christmas miracle, right?
It's like West Pine.
Yeah, that's where
guys do. Ashley, did you see it?
I did see it. I saw your package, and
I didn't come out right at all.
I saw your package.
Hang on.
On the website.
Right.
The website.
This is an Emmy Award winning.
And it made me cry.
Did it? It brought you to tears?
So that package made you cry.
Yeah. That's good. I mean, here's what I think we have in common here, all of us. It's been a... Well, 2020 has been a horrible year. We all know that.
Yes,
we live it every day.
Yes.
You guys do 5 hours of live radio a day. The one thing I can say about the things that you and I, that we all do in our business, is that you've been able to showcase the spirit of what we have in Connecticut. And as bad as things have been, you've seen people be creative and courageous. And I think both of us can say that we've seen that. We've been able to showcase that in our jobs, in our forums. You guys have it as guests on the air every day. I do it in TV stories. And I think this story was emblematic of everything that we've seen from the character of people in our state. Just being creative and trying to find another way of getting their message out and maybe spreading a little joy. And I think for the holiday season, the message is even amplified more. So the story was that a Montville High School called St. Bernard's, this is probably 350 kids, very nice school in Montville. They've got a choir. Guess what?
Right.
No choir this year.
Oops.
You can't be shoulder to shoulder and singing, right?
Because no, you can't.
You can't do that.
No.
You can't play in front of an audience. You can't pack them into a theater.
No, you can't.
So what they did is they had one student who had worked with the hard of hearing community. She knew sign language. She taught the entire, you know, 35-student choir sign language, and they began to do their songs in sign language. So you play the music, and then they did their songs in sign language.
Oh, wow.
The whole choir learned how to sign, and that caught fire on social media. And those songs, especially the one that we showed in our story, was seen, you know, thousands of times. And it's not just for the hard of hearing community; it's for the community at large. And if you watch it, and it's on Fox61.com, you can see how compelling it is, and just how amazing it was to see kids just be relentless in their pursuit of wanting to do what they do, to find another way to have their voices heard in another way. And it's kind of a sweet story of you know, innovation and creativity. And it, I think for the season, it really kind of encapsulated what this time is all about, if you want it to be. You know, it doesn't
That's
all
an amazing
happen.
Story.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Here's your next Emmy.
True.
Well, yeah, it made me cry.
Yeah. I mean, we got a bunch of emails about it and calls, and I got some personal messages about it, because it was one of those stories that, you know, look, look, 9 months ago, I couldn't have ever imagined I would do something like this, that I'd be, you know, in a room socially distanced from, you know, 2 dozen kids who were signing all of their words.
So weird.
But to see it was really amazing. And I encourage anybody, look, the song they play is not exactly going to be on Lappy's show or Wigmeister's show.
It's,
you know,
a very powerful song. It's something, right?
Yeah, it's a powerful song, and I think especially for this time, you kind of get and you kind of see that these kids were not giving up, and I think it speaks volumes.
Jimmy Altman, Fox 61 is on. You know, you made a good point there. Is that you know, 9-10 months ago, we would never imagine some of these circumstances. You would have that dream. You would wake up and say, I had the most bizarre dream.
Oh, my God.
We all had to wear masks. We had to stand far apart. Right. And, you know, this choir has hands.
Every place was closed.
You would think it's the most bizarre, unimaginable thing. You would think that's a weird dream.
Yeah, or Twilight Zone.
Makes no sense.
Yeah. Yeah.
And here we are.
Yep.
So, Jimmy, thanks for sharing that story with us, brother. Appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely, Chaz and AJ. Can I add one more thing?
Absolutely.
If AJ promises to do a freelance song about this, right? So can I? I would like to donate $100 to the toy drive if I can.
Thank you, man.
Thank you.
And we talked about the Altman brothers earlier with Koplik. The Altman brothers. We got Bob Altman Jr.
Right.
In Park City, Utah. So this is a long distance donation. We'll give $100 as well.
So that's two.
And then we're going to get, he's here somewhere, back from college. College boy Spencer Altman, the pride of Syracuse University, Phil, will give $20. He's still in college.
Right.
Wow,
right.
That's a lot of money.
That's his beer money, yeah.
Even that $20 comes from dad.
That's a couple of, that's a whole case of Natty Ice Light.
Easily.
That's a lot of ramen.
Yeah, I was going to say that's 2 weeks of food if you budget right.
Seriously, and a good brownie.
All right, so AJ, you got to make a an Altman Brothers song.
Right. Okay.
You got to make a song, though.
Okay.
There we go.
All right. The Altmans, they gave us money for the charity, Chaz and AJ show, for our charity. The Altmans, we love them so much.
What's a charity?
If we didn't get this, and the kids would get Ungots. How's that?
That was awful, but we're giving you the money.
Hey, spur of the moment.
Hey, you don't get 38 Emmys by sugarcoating it. I love that,
right,
Jimmy.
That's right. Right to the truth. It's our old pal, Wayne Carini of Chasing Classic Cars. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Happy birthday to AJ.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it. Thank you.
Happy birthday to AJ.
We're singing happy birthday to
AJ.
AJ's ready to sing and or talk about himself at all times.
Yes. Well, thank you. Appreciate that. Yes.
Now that he's a television star, you know, making an appearance on Chasing Classic Cars. You know,
several times.
Yeah, that was fun.
Several times. Yeah.
Last episode, he was in a lot of it.
That was one of those fun ever. Yep.
He got a speaking role in everything.
It was cool. Yep.
Yeah. He didn't even have to practice his lines. He was just natural. That's all.
Thank you.
I was in one episode for a blip. We were in that old car. It was basically a two pieces of steel rod with four tires and an internal combustion motor.
That was during the open house.
That was a long time ago. You know, we've spent some good times together, and I've been to a lot of your toy drives. I think probably 15 or 16 of them, and it's always been a blast. And, you know, I brought a picture up this morning thinking of you guys of last year's toy drive when I was hanging out backstage with all the police and firemen, and there was one fireman dressed up as a turkey. Remember? He had a blow-up suit.
Mulhern.
It was great. I guess it was some type of a bet between the police and the firemen as to who was going to get dressed up in a turkey suit.
And
so,
guess who
it
lost?
Was good.
It really is.
The firemen.
If you think about the images. Right? Lots of money and toys and great memories for kids.
Yeah.
But also these pictures.
It's a fun event. You know, everybody goes. Everybody's very giving. Everybody's there to enjoy themselves and to do the right thing. You know, to give toys away and have young people just enjoy their Christmas when they really probably wouldn't have a chance to open presents.
Right.
So it's a wonderful thing you guys do, and you should be congratulated for it.
Thank you very much.
Well, we shine a light on it.
Yeah.
And then everyone
arrives. I listened to that interview yesterday. That was really good. That was a good point that gentleman made.
That's the way
to shine a light on.
I like that because we get thanked and we really don't do anything. We put attention on it and then
like the laser put it with a cat.
And you know, I had never heard of that organization, but that's a really great thing, and it was a great thing that you were part of it, Chaz. So there's a lot of organizations that really do wonderful work for our society and our local charities and stuff, and you bring it to light what they do, and that's the most important thing, is to get the recognition that they deserve.
I was just thinking back on toy drives past.
Yeah.
And Wayne was nice enough. I think he brought a Ferrari and maybe another car to the arena.
Yeah, we brought a couple of years. Yeah, we were down in Bridgeport. Yeah,
it was a whole deal. Was it a
you brought
there
the
was
Woody?
Something about gas in the car.
Right.
Right?
Oh, yeah. Well, the local fire department, the fire marshal wouldn't let have gas in cars. We had to drain all the gas out of the car and have just enough to get it in the door, you know.
Yeah. Right.
But and it was cold. Oh my gosh, it was it was a blistery winter. I remember that.
Yep.
But it's all for good cause, and that's the key. You know, we just do the things we have to do.
That's the wonderful bastards were out in the parking lot, and they had so much Christmas cheer.
Right.
That one of them vomited.
One of them shed the Christmas cheer.
Yeah, that's right.
He was overflowing with it in the parking lot. Yes. Away from the Ferrari.
It's those Jell-O things that they're doing, you know, Jell-O things.
There's always room for Jell-O.
Wayne Carini, owner of F40 Motorsports in Portland, host of Chasing Classic Cars on the show. I was just watching one of your shows the other day, and here's Wayne in Portland. It's so, you know, we're so lucky to have this show filmed in Connecticut, mostly.
Yeah.
And Wayne gets in this car, and I don't know the years like AJ does, but it's some old car, no interior, it's dark green, original paint, started up for the first time.
Okay.
Old tires on it, they take it out on the road.
Yeah.
And here's Wayne and his buddy driving down the road. And I'm like, you know, people in Portland must, anytime they see something like a contraption coming down the road.
There goes Wayne.
No hood on it.
Right, yeah.
Maybe not road ready. It's right. Like, oh, that must be Wayne.
Yeah. Well, you know, we take short rides up the street for test drives and look both ways, make sure that we're not doing anything really too bad. But
exactly.
We have a wonderful police department here in Portland, and they sort of help me out sometimes, you know, and make sure that the road's clear for me while I'm doing those things. So it's it works out really well.
Awesome.
It's you know what, I got one of the best jobs in the world.
Oh yeah,
it's true. Really unbelievable.
I was one
of the best jobs in the world.
That same episode, there was another car, and I didn't know. So I learned something on this episode. Is that if you wrap the tires and the sunlight doesn't hit them, they will not rot.
No, dry rot, yeah.
That's right. You put them in garbage bags, and that way there the sun doesn't hit them. And so you can – the tires will last a lot longer, whether they're road ready, you know, with old age. But at least you don't have the cracks, and old tires last a lot longer if they're totally dark in darkness. Yeah, sunlight kills anything with rubber. That's for sure.
Good for plants, bad for cars.
Right.
Yes.
So
that's right. That's right. It grows the trees, and then after that, then it's all downhill after that.
Exactly.
Well, Wayne, thanks for coming on, and have a great holiday season. We appreciate your friendship.
Yeah, and I'll see you soon.
Yeah, it's always great. Thank you very much. Hopefully, you'll get one more call today, AJ. There's somebody special wants to call in. But,
oh, cool.
But yet, I can't control his schedule, so we'll see what happens.
Okay,
who
cool.
Who would this
get that
person
call
be?
Is it Jesus?
Well, it'd be someone with a giant chin.
Oh.
Yeah.
Back tonight?
Well, hopefully, he said he was going to call in, but yet he's on the West Coast and some scheduling things could happen today.
Okay.
So, but best of luck. Have a great birthday.
Thank you.
And a great toy drive.
And
thanks
I'll see
so
you
much.
Soon. I'll
Wayne,
stop by.
Thank you. Wayne Carini, we have your mother on the phone.
Oh, hey, the one who's responsible for it.
Hey, Mom. Hey, it's your mom. How are you?
Ma, you sound different. Ma, you gotta stop smoking a cigar. You lost your Puerto Rican accent, and you became a dude.
Hey, AJ, it's Andy from Arts. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I think Mom's next, but happy birthday.
All good, yeah, because thank God, because really, I got a really bad visual now.
Now, Chaz told me you were 26. You're just very stressed out.
Exactly right. Very, yes, 26, extremely,
very
yes.
Very stressed out.
I went gray at an early age. I've just been dyeing my hair all this time, yes.
Yes.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, at 8 years old, it was gray.
Andy, we got you up. I thought we'd be waking you up this morning, but you were already up at Arts Television and Appliance.
Always working.
North Haven in Middletown.
I was like 4 hours ago.
Yeah.
4 hours ago.
Still ain't out of bed yet.
We thank you for your support. You know, the one thing I want to tell you about this guy is that anytime we say, hey, we're doing something, veterans, toy drive, you name it, he's like, sign me up.
Yep.
And I love that about you. And
I haven't joined the sentence yet.
And when we were out at the store, you can't fake what he does. People were coming up, and he's known him for 40 years, 50 years, and they're part of the family.
Exactly.
It's
knows
the kind
them.
Of place you want to go to.
Right.
But thank you for your support with the toy drive.
Oh, my pleasure, and thank you guys for your support. I really appreciate what you do for us, you know. And, you know, we get a lot of people that come in and say, I'm part of the tribe, and we'd always try to do a little special something for them.
Nice.
Excellent. Dad. Well, we're going to go talk to AJ's real mom now.
Oh,
and, okay.
Are you sure this time?
I'm sure she doesn't sound anything like me.
God, I hope not. Or I would have had some questions for Dad.
But many happy and healthy.
Thank you. Appreciate that, Andy.
Please,
thank you.
Pass that on to
okay,
April.
Fellas.
Have a great holiday.
Yes, yes.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, fellas. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
All right. Let's talk to AJ's real mom now. Hello, AJ's mother.
Hey, it's Jay Leno. How you doing?
Ma, stop doing Jay Leno impersonations.
She does.
There you go.
She's an excellent Jay Leno.
She's really good, man.
Know.
I picture him right now.
Mm.
Yay!
Hey, what's going on? Happy birthday.
I appreciate that. Thank you so much.
All right, so this is, you know, a little bit of a fan creeping out on you. AJ has been a super fan of yours since the beginning.
Yes, exactly right. You know, I mean, you get them with the greatest car collection. It's enviable. He knows everything about the cars. He has guys working on them for him. He has the world's coolest place to have them. He gets to drive them on TV. I mean, everything's wonderful about it.
It is fun. I enjoy it. It's a lot of fun. I got some cars that are valuable cars, but I got some cars that are just regular cars that I grew up with that I like. So
exactly.
I enjoy the whole thing. Anything that rolls, explodes, and makes noise works for me.
Right.
That show you're doing now. It's really become a thing, don't you think?
Jalen's Garage,
seems like you were just doing it for fun or whatever, but now it's really something. I love that Dukes of Hazzard takeoff you did.
Oh, thanks. Yeah. Well, it's funny. We do two. We do Jalen's Garage on YouTube, which is more the technical aspects of the car, engine, and all that kind of stuff. And then we do the show on CNBC, which is, you know, celebrities and their first cars and that kind of thing like that.
Yeah,
so
that's
it,
the one I've been watching, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, it's great. We had a good time.
One of the wildest things I've ever seen, though, and I was like, I couldn't believe I actually saw this, was when you were in the Hemi under glass.
That's right, yeah, and we were flipped over. You know, I think Bob got a little excited there.
Yep.
That was
funny. I'm like, that really just happened? I mean, this is like a world-renowned car, and they get in, he goes to pull a wheelie, and the car just didn't hook up properly, and next thing they're rolling over. I'm like, oh, my God, I could not believe that. I'm like, you know, thank God you guys are both okay, but that car was finished.
Well, yeah, that was sort of the classic definition of an accident. actually, the car was rebuilt, like, 6 weeks later.
Oh, really?
You know, we found another Barracuda body and just built another one. And, you know, there's been quite a few. It's been three or four. So it's had accidents before, but that one was just happened to be caught on tape and was pretty dramatic. But as you said, luckily nobody got hit.
Exactly, right.
It's always good for ratings when people think something's going to happen to you. So that was fun.
Right, a little cliffhanger.
Jay Leno's on the phone, and I know you're coming to the Richfield Playhouse, and AJ wants to meet you.
Yes.
Would you be willing
to?
Yeah,
I'd love to do it. You know, I don't know when that's going to happen. You know, it's right. Just, you know, I haven't told a joke since March 17th. It's like crazy. I was on stage in New Jersey, and I get a notice. You know, I come off stage, and the guy goes, that's it. And that's the last live show in the state of New Jersey. You got to close down. I go, what are you talking about? Oh, because of this COVID thing. All right, so it'll be a weekend, you know.
Yeah.
And Monday we'll be back up now. I mean, so it's really bizarre. You know, it's really bizarre.
I thought it was my last joke.
It's like you can't go to bars.
No. Nope.
You can't go to restaurants. You got to keep 6 feet away from women. It's like every guy has to look like Harvey Weinstein.
I feel like him now, yes.
See, now if you had the Tonight Show, they'd cancel you just for that joke.
Well, that's right.
You don't have to worry about that anymore.
No.
But you know something? I think for a lot of guys, how many guys have used this excuse? Honey, I'd love to take you to that new vegan restaurant, but it's closed because of the COVID.
Right.
Let me get some burgers, and I'll finish rebuilding the carburetors in the sink here.
Exactly right. You don't mind, do you?
See, just 2 minutes ago, Jay Leno said it's been since March 17th that I told a joke. No, on stage.
Right.
You can't go 5 minutes without telling
it. Just rattle four right here. That's
well,
awesome.
You gotta throw
That's right. You gotta throw in. AJ once on the show said he would sleep with cars, like actually make love to cars.
Okay, thank you very much. Listen, great talking to you guys. Yeah, okay. I feel you guys were grooming me for that question. You know, like, hey, Jay, what? Hey, wait a minute. Hey.
That's not ridiculous. I let it cool off first.
The one thing we know now is he'll never let you in his garage.
Yes, he will. He'll just watch me carefully. Trust me on this.
The hard part is now that we asked Jay if he'd be willing to meet you. Now I have a feeling that we just jeopardized that.
Yeah, thanks a lot. Thanks for that.
Yeah.
I'm going to
need
a car.
That'll happen real soon.
Okay,
yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Before we let you go, that episode with Elon Musk where you had the truck and you guys went into one of his tunnels and you guys...
You know what's so funny is when you're a gazillionaire in your own company, you can do whatever you want.
Yeah.
You know... He and I, we took the Cybertruck for a ride, you know, and it was fun to drive it. So I started asking about the tunnel. And he's got that boring machine company, you know. So it digs those tunnels. So I said, how's that going? I said, have you taken this truck through the tunnel? He goes, I don't know if it'll fit. You want to see if it'll fit? I said, yeah, sure. Okay, let's drive to the tunnel. So we drive to the tunnel. We get there. And Elon jumps out and he goes, yeah, there's about a quarter inch on each side. You just got to be careful. Okay. So we're going through this tunnel, and I thought the tunnel was like 50 feet down. It's not. It's 60 feet. It's six stories below the earth.
Whoops.
Okay.
Yeah.
So we're going along, and we're driving, and it's about a mile and a half, 2 miles. And we come to the end of the tunnel, and he said, oh, this is as far as we can go. We'll take the elevator back up. Okay. So we drive the Tesla truck into the elevator, and we go up to the six stories, and we come up in some guy's backyard. I mean, we come up, and I see a broken grill and a bicycle and a few other things lying around. and we're in some guy's backyard in El Segundo, a neighborhood, you know. And I said, what's this? He goes, oh, well, wherever I come up, you know, I pay the people to let me rent their yard until we can dig more tunnels to get further away. And this guy comes out, hey, hi, Mr. Mouse, KJ. I go, hi. I mean, we just came up in some guy's backyard. But the really interesting thing was, I said to him, why aren't you afraid of being in this tunnel and an earthquake? And he said, actually, this is the safest place to be. Because here's an earthquake like the ocean. Where would you rather be in an earthquake? In the ocean or on top of the ocean? And I went, oh, okay. If you're in the ocean, you just feel a little shaking. If you're on top of the ocean, well, that's when you get wiped out because it's a tsunami or a tidal wave or something like that. I went, okay. So that was sort of interesting. So it was fascinating.
I have to tell you something, Jay. I heard that on that episode, and we had some expert on the show, and I quoted that line from the episode, and he goes, not true.
Oh, he said not true?
Wow. Yeah. All right, so someone's lying.
Elon was just telling you that to feel better.
Oh, well, it certainly worked.
It did. Now you got to call him and say, you son of a...
I would trust the genius, but you know something? Elon, yeah. the guy we had.
The funny thing is, you talk to Elon, and he's just like a regular guy, and he's like a kid with the enthusiasm. But then you go, he sends a rocket into space, and then lands it again. I mean, he did have one blow up yesterday, but it was on return, so nobody got hurt or anything like that. But and you go, okay. But, you know, I've talked to some other people about that earthquake thing, and they said, yeah, that is true. And I went, so I don't know. I don't know which one it is, but I'm glad I didn't find out.
Yeah, firsthand, exactly. Well, we have to let you go. I just want to say,
All right, listen. Hey, happy birthday, you guys.
Thank you.
Thank you for coming on.
I'm going back to bed. It's 6 o'clock in the morning here. I'll talk to you guys later.
All right, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, man.
I wanted to. Got to get your mother on.
Yeah, get mom on.
Okay.
She can yell at me.
Yep.
Ma!
Yes!
Hi.
Hello.
Sorry, Jay Leno called. Thank you, Mom.
Your son was just on the phone with Jay Leno.
Yeah, he called, you know.
Oh, really?
It happens all the time.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's good.
You just want him in the shower, you know, these things happen.
Oh.
Yeah.
It's okay. I understand.
Hey, Mom.
Yes.
Was I born in the morning or the afternoon?
11:15.
11:15. Okay, so I'm still.
PM. There's two 11:15.
Yeah.
You were in time for lunch.
I was in time for lunch. Okay, that answers that.
That makes sense.
All right, so it's not officially my birthday. It's 11:15, so.
What are you, 9?
Shut up, Phil. Ma, say shut up, Phil. Say shut up, ghost boy. Well, Mom, thank you so much, and I love you.
I love you, too, and Merry Christmas and Happy New Year to all.
Thank you.
Thanks, Mom.
And can I tell you, Jennifer and I were blown away by the handwritten recipe with the notes.
Oh,
and
you can read that handwriting?
She's the best.
We can't get over you.
Yeah,
really.
like a doctor's prescription. Yeah.
This was the Jazz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Jazz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.